Yeah, we're going to be meditating, so as people come in, you might as well set yourselves up. So we've got another 40-minute session, and then we'll have some lunch. So there might be one or two people still to come, but while waiting, start setting up the posture. Just start realizing that you are in a particular posture and bring your awareness to your body. And sit in a way that you're lined up in such a way that you experience the energy in your body. You're not lined up in a way that's going to block your energy. So the main alignment in the body is the spinal column supporting the head. So crucial to that is the way your sitting bones are. They're like a pair of knuckles on your seat. Right at the bottom of the pelvis. Well, there is two bones called the ischial tuberosities. And they're like a pair of knuckles. And you can rock them forwards and back. The tail can go back or forward. And this might be too subtle for some of you, but not for everybody. So the tail bone needs to go back slightly and then tuck under. And then from there, there's a gentle lift in the spinal column and supporting the skull, and there's a gentle lift at the crown. There's no sense of stretching upwards, there's just a gentle sense of uplift. And the hands can be placed on the knees or in your lap or where you like, but they need to enable openness in the chest. So there's many ways to do that, depending on how the rest of your body is disposed. The jaw comes in very, very slightly, just a millimetre or two. You don't want to squeeze your throat. At the same time, you don't want to have your jaw sticking out into the room. So there's a kind of balance there. So if you get the posture right, you should have quite a subtle sense of the body. Quite a different sense of the energy throughout the body. Suggest you have your eyes closed. We're going to do the compassion meditation, Karuna Bhavana. Starting off by once again connecting with this basic goodwill. Our wish, you know, as in the five precepts, our wish to be kind and helpful, our wish to be generous, our wish to be content, our wish to be truthful and to be present and mindful. But especially that wish be kind and helpful. To whatever extent we can connect with it. We might not be able to connect with it very much, but connect with it as much as you can. It's really important to have confidence that that is there, even in very, very difficult times. Just dwelling on that wish for yourself. May I be happy. Whatever I am, it's a bit of a mystery, but whatever I am, may I be happy. May I set up, may I find the right conditions. May I create whatever conditions for myself to be happy, genuinely happy. And then connecting with the quality of compassion. And we do this by imagining someone who is suffering. And this suffering is not something that is necessarily very extreme. We don't have to imagine the worst possible suffering. That's not very helpful, because you'll just get into horrified anxiety. But just imagine anybody, and just recollect that they do suffer in all kinds of ways. It's the same with everybody. The things that they want, they don't get. The things that they don't want, they do get. Sometimes they get what they want. Sometimes they don't get what they don't want, but very often they don't get what they want, what they really want, and they get what they don't want. And this causes them pain. Various kinds of pain. Sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's very strong. But then within all that, there is what they are doing themselves that only increases the suffering. Their own clinging to patterns of behavior, emotional patterns that make everything much worse than it needs to be. This is the second level of dukkha, or suffering. So reflect on all that. Not in the abstract, but think of someone in particular. And it could be any of us. And just reflect on that whole mess of suffering. This is not about feeling sorry for them. It's not about being made sad by it. At the moment, it's just about seeing it. Even though it's interesting to notice your own reactions. And the quality of compassion which we now want to connect with is the wish, may they find a way to free themselves from suffering, especially free themselves from the patterns, the habitual patterns which only make things worse. May they free themselves from the views, the habits, the activities which bring them suffering. May they do this. May they find the conditions that would enable freedom from all that suffering. This is the quality of compassion. Don't be sad, don't be anxious, that doesn't help. Wish that they will find that which will free them from suffering. Okay, now think of a good friend, call to mind a good friend, and in relation to them, cultivating compassion. May our good friend find ways to free themselves from suffering, from their part in suffering. Once you've got the idea, don't think too much about it. Just hold the wish, breathe, be present, and trust the practice to work. So it's a very, very positive emotion. You have this sense of, wouldn't it be amazing if they would do this, they would manage this. So don't get caught in sadness or anxiety. It's not that you don't feel their pain at all. You don't ignore the feelings that you have. In a way that inspires the practice. Just that the quality of compassion is very encouraging. Okay, next stage, someone who's neutral. Call them to mind. Connect in this way, connect with compassion. You have to remember that this person doesn't always get what they want, often or sometimes doesn't get what they really wanted, is disappointed or is annoyed or is needy or is suffering in all these ways that we do when we get what we don't want, and we do get. We don't get what we do want. All these compensatory negative emotions of envy, hatred, craving. May they find the way to free themselves from greed, hatred, and delusion. then switch your attention to a difficult person. Could be the same person you chose for the other, for the previous meditation. But just remember, they too have experiences that disappoint them, that get them excited unnecessarily, that they react to with craving, with hatred, and with delusions of all kinds that compound their suffering, make it far worse than it was originally. We wish, we direct towards them the wish that they may free themselves. Next, can you break down the barriers so that your response to each of these people, yourself, good friend, neutral person, difficult person, is equal, is freely equal without any preference. Once you have some of that, allowing it out, letting it out into the room to fill the whole of this space and everybody in it. May everybody here find ways to free themselves from the conditions which bring them suffering. So the wish just flows out like the warmth and the light of the sun, equally upon all. Filling the room and even penetrating beyond the walls of this room into the world outside this space. Amongst the beings of every kind who exist right now, everywhere, throughout the whole of space, without any limitation, preference, beings of every kind, human, non-human, moving, non-moving, it's possible for them to free themselves from suffering. May they do that. And just relaxing, breathing, and trusting the practice to have its effects. So that's the end of the morning. Take it easy, don't rush too quickly into the next activity, even though it's lunch.